Hello, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Yes.
Friday.
Oh, thank God.
So good.
Friday.
Yay.
Hey, Jade, I just need to share this story off air. You've dragged me into wrapping Christmas presents. I'm volunteering with you to wrap presents at like a Stockland store.
Yeah, for the Samaritans.
The Samaritans, which, you know what? I'm all for doing a good deed.
Yeah.
But you have been so loose on fucking details and we've now just found out. So I'm thinking, right, that this is going to be finished the show on Wednesday next week. You know, we'll get out of here around 10. We'll get there 11, work until 1.
Yeah.
No.
Get a lunch, go home.
So I just found out that it starts at 2. Jade, how many hours does it go for? Oh, a couple.
Two. And then you went two-ish. Like the ish was really,
really quiet.
2 till 6 p.m., 4 hours.
Yeah.
At night too.
4 hours.
You won't get
rapping
home till about 7.
7:30, honestly. Real talk. By the time you have some dinner, you're paying actually.
Yeah.
Can you pay for dinner that night?
Yeah,
I think you should.
Okay.
I think you should. I gave you a bonus in your payment yesterday.
Yeah.
So I paid Jade to pick me up.
Did you give her a bonus?
Well,
that's nice.
Well.
Sort of.
This is what has happened,
he,
right?
Yeah.
So I pay Jade what I thought was $80 a fortnight to pick me up in the mornings for work each day.
But it's actually $60 a fortnight. So he thought he would transfer me half the amount at $40 because we finish the show next week.
Oh, of course.
So
yeah.
She got an extra $10. And I bought you a drink last night at the pub.
Yeah, I bought you a drink at the pub on
which was a return repayment from the last drink I got you.
Yeah. I can't keep up with the balance of payments with you guys.
Well, yeah, do you know what? I'm usually pretty cool, but Jade starts this war because everything's got a dollar value on it. So I think, you know what? I've got to fight toe to toe here.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
It's entertainment for me.
In all fairness, I did rope you in, so I'm happy to buy you dinner.
I think you should buy me dinner at the very least.
Yeah. But the thing is, right, if you buy him dinner,
yeah,
you can't next time be like, but you owe, I bought
exactly
you dinner
right.
last. Oh, God, that's exhausting
it
way
actually
to live.
Is. Do you know what? I'll buy my own friggin' dinner, Jade. I don't need that in my life. When I come back from holidays, you know, all tanned up, ready for a new year, feeling good. Maddie, remember that lunch I got you?
Yeah.
You owe me.
Speaking of your holidays,
yeah.
Are you going to take your hat off? Because
yeah, I am.
Now's the time to get rid of your tan line whilst you're on holidays.
So,
good point.
I always wear a hat. But I've put things in place, right, to try and, you know, get this hat tan line that's going on in the middle of my forehead. It's almost like the demilitarized zone in North Korea. Korea. I've got like there's a really straight line where the hat sits
and
two
like,
sides.
Like in the two Koreas, on one side it's like beautiful and all organized. the other side's a very
white
frightening
and barren
place.
So I'm in the process of getting a man bun happening, like a top knot.
Yeah, it looks good, man.
Do you know what? A
it's
lot of people have commented on the top knots. So
are that positive?
Positive. Mm. When it was a bit shorter, people were like, oh, I don't know if I like it. It doesn't really suit you. But as it's been getting longer, I think it looks good.
Just quietly, I dead set, I could do a better job at shaving the sides of your head than that hairdresser. Show Crevo.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to fucking Just Cuts, honestly.
It's
like the one time I do.
See the hairline?
Mm.
He's got all this real long
scraggly bits
at the top.
Yeah.
It looks like something I've had a go at with some scissors.
Like, I did Ben's sides $20. This week.
$20.
I said I'll do it for you for free.
This is all good. There's a bonus. I'll take that.
But then you'll owe Jade dinner next
time.
Yeah, no. I saved you $20.
Just a drink every now and then.
The one time, because I usually go to a place called Christiane's, which is like still.
That sounds really posh.
No, it's actually like, so it's just like a shopping center hairdresser, right?
Okay.
So you go in there and you pay like $35, you get your hair washed, you get the little massage, the foot starts tapping away when you're feeling good.
Yeah, like a puppy dog.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get a fairly decent haircut. But like,
do you get a beer there?
No.
It's not one of those.
That's when it gets really X-y.
It's like $35, $40 for a guy's haircut. It's okay. I appreciate it. Good price. I think last week, look, because I'm growing the top knot, I'm just doing like a number two on the sides and back. I'm not even
should
touching
be
the
easy.
Top. So I thought, look, Just Cut's $20.
Mm.
Surely they can use friggin' razor.
Yeah, and I'm
apparently
not. I'm not kidding.
And I'm not trashing all Just Cuts, but one in particular.
Some of them are good.
Girl, you can't do that in 7 minutes. I was in and out, I reckon, sat down, cape put on within 7 minutes. Not acceptable.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Well, I do have two sets of clippers, so...
Which one? Because you've got the one for upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah, I'll make
it,
sure I use the upstairs ones on you. I
but
promise.
She's secretly using her puss razors. No good. Where do you get your haircut, Crevo? A barber?
Yeah.
Crevo is a barber guy, isn't he?
It's a lady, though, who does it.
A lady barber.
Yeah, in Mayfield.
I was saying to Maddie only the other day, good money barber shop. Like, they would make a lot of dosh.
She is a very interesting lady. I purely go there for there's a dog in the store, and also she always has the craziest stories. Like, you know how a lot of places you go, you have to tell them about your life?
Yeah.
She always has the wackest, wildest stories you've ever heard.
That's what you want. I hate, because don't you hate the awkward, like, hairdresser chat?
There's none of that. She's telling you, honestly, I've heard things about, like, fights that have broken out. She's intervened with different crazy things that have happened. All the, like, goings on of the area. Like, this person's building this over here.
Yeah,
that person's
going
on.
They always find out, like, what's happening locally.
It's always a great entertaining chat.
It sounds good. I should go there next time, actually.
Yeah, why don't you give Crevo's address
a
go?
I don't know if it's not that
my
fancy
vibe.
Though. Yeah.
Oh well, that's I don't need fancy. What? Why am I coming off as a hairdresser snob?
Well,
because
what was
I
it? Christian's.
Christian's is just a higher class Just Cuts.
You could try it one day. I don't know if you'd like it, but yeah, I like it because it's really a bit random and wacky.
Yeah, it suits you to a T.
Yeah,
really,
perfect for me.
Very good. You know, today. I loved something you showed me, Crevo, because we talk about a lot of shit when the songs are playing and the ads are on, but you showed us a video of this, like, ice cream taster, and we're going through, like, you know, the legendary viral videos from throughout the years, and would you like to talk about this one that you showed us today?
So, it's this older guy, and I think he is a professional ice cream tester.
Mm-hmm.
And he tastes this ice cream and sort of goes through his tasting style and elements, you know, like a real wine connoisseur, or I think it's sommelier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will, like, roll it around in their mouth. And
they really sniff the glass.
Yeah. They breathe air in to aerate the wine and spit it in a bucket. Yeah. They go through this whole rigmarole and process. He does that, but with ice cream. It's amazing. Let's listen.
So in tasting, what we do is take a small amount right off the top. It doesn't take much. That's the warmest part right here. I'm going to invert the spoon. Cover all 9,000 taste bud. Aerate it. Warm it up. Driving up that top note. That cream. Pure vanilla. Sweeteners. That's a 10.
That's a 10.
OMG.
Now, you've rediscovered this on Reddit, yeah? Mm, do you have any comments there of what people have said on this video?
I don't have it right in front of me.
It looks like... So it looks like
is his mouth going, like, really quick, like...
Yeah. So it looks like...
Like a rat.
Like your... If you think of what, like, your typical, like, image of a grandfather looks like, it's him, but in, like, a lab coat, tasting, like, the tiniest, teeniest bit of ice cream on the end of a teaspoon.
It's about the size of two little peas... Imagine that on a
very
teaspoon.
Small.
And he scraped that little warm bit. All right, here we go.
Inverted the spoon. I love his
inverted the spoon.
Oh, it's not letting me bloody see it now.
I think one of them was, wow, he must really be good at, you know.
Oh, here we go. Occult Assassin has said, this man eating pussy has to be hilarious.
Wait, I'll pull up his little again.
Hang on. Let's have a little listen.
And just really start to think about that.
That top note, that cream, pure vanilla, sweeteners.
He kind of looks like a guinea pig eating some feed. You know how they move their little mouths?
Yeah, and their little noses twitch.
I wish I could move my mouth like that. I can't. Wait. No, wait.
You're pretty good. Yeah, you're right. You're doing fine.
Sounds like Hannibal Lecter.
Hello, Clarice.
Well, interesting. And, of course, our producer, Jackson, whenever he's given, you know, a funny video to watch, he always comes back with a revision of it. And we've got the audio of his revision of this video here.
Oh, my God, what is that?
It doesn't take much. That's the warmest part right here.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Cover all 9,000 taste buds. Warm it up.
Yeah.
That top note.
Yeah.
That cream. Yeah. Pure vanilla.
What is that?
Mm. That's a 10.
From the top, make it drop. That's a wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop. That's a wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wet ass pussy. Huh.
So good.
There's something about it, eh?
Oh, guys, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening to the
have
podcast.
Fun.
If you want to keep in touch with us, follow us on Instagram at Jade Matty Crevo. Mm-hmm. And please give us 5 stars if you're listening and you're enjoying the show. We really appreciate it.
Write us a little review. It helps us a lot and takes not much time for you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Oh, hello, guys. Welcome to Friday.
Good morning, everyone. That is on fire. Get ready.
What do you mean?
Well, he just made a dirty joke off air. And we're like, Maddie's awake, everyone.
It was a great joke, too.
It was.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm always good for those.
Yeah, it was a good old-fashioned creaming joke. So
you fill in the gaps.
Jay,
what?
The whole part of it being off air is that it's meant to stay off air.
Oh, well, we're talking about Lamingtons. What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bakery situation.
What do you mean?
Guys, how are you today, Jade?
Yeah, really good, actually.
We went to hockey last night, Jade.
Yeah,
it's really cool. I've got some audio to play you later. You are crazy. Like, do you get in trouble, like, by your husband when you get home?
No.
She screams so much.
Well, it was Benny's ice hockey match last night. The
was
Chiefs
the
took
final,
on the Red
finals
Wings.
Finals or something?
No, it wasn't finals.
Okay.
It was
a regular season game.
Yeah, the in-house leagues just kicked off, so... Yeah, it's his third game for this one.
Oh,
so
very good. Crevo, what did you get up to?
I was mowing the lawns because I was like, if it pours with rain for like the next week, the lawn will be up to my ears. Is how I imagine it. Because it's on a growth spurt,
you know? That's reasonable, Mark.
So I was like, quick! And then I noticed I wasn't the only one. There was about 6 people in my area trying to mow that. They're running up and down.
What a nightmare.
It's crazy how people think the same. Like, they have the same thoughts.
Everyone must have had the same thought. There's people, like, swinging whippersnippers around left and right.
Learn through bitter experience, though. I mean, you know, it's not a coincidence.
Did you do it, too?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Get the machete out.
How is your lawn, Hamish, in your new house?
Enormous.
Yeah, a big job.
It's lovely to look at, but when you're mowing it, should have got a flat.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Luckily, you have a concrete jungle living in Sydney.
Yeah.
The best type of lawn.
No, I miss my lawn because I used to love just cracking a cold beer of an afternoon and just watering it and looking at the neighbours and smiling because I had the best lawn on the street when I lived in Carrington.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%. I love lawn. It's great.
It is good.
Oh, well, who thought we could smash
lawn
out
chat.
5 minutes of
a
lawn
chat?
Chat.
Amazing.
Nailed it.
Very easy to do.
What did we have yesterday? The Coles Isle Wit chat. Today, the lawn chat.
Well, guys, lads versus lasses is about to kick off. The lasses are cruising ahead on 42 and the lads are on 40 this
Not
morning.
Really cruising ahead.
Yeah.
It's like a nose in front.
No, we're ahead. So 13:09, if you'd like to play our Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game, we've got delicious Pudding Lane pudding to give away, Singo's ham, and, of course, a bottle of wine up for grabs.
Oof.
Come on, guys. We need a guy to like claw back a point today.
Absolutely. Taking your calls after this.
Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Oh, great prize up for grabs. A Pudding Lane pudding today.
So they are
very delicious. Half ham from Singo's. And, of course, a bottle of wine. Everything you want at Christmas. But more importantly, a gold star for your sex on our tally board. The lasses are on 42. The lads are on 40. 13-10-09 if you want to play.
All right, it's time to meet Brad. He thinks Buffalo Lawn goes all right, and his biggest fear is death, and he wishes he could live in Hawaii. Hawaii, pretty cool part of the world. How you doing, Brad?
G'day, how are you?
Excellent. Good, thank you. You're ready to take out the win today? Because we really need this point, and I think you need the prize.
I'm ready to rumble.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Question number one for Brad. How many siblings does Kylie Minogue have?
None.
Oh, incorrect.
So Danny Minogue, fairly famous. And Chris, who knows who that is?
They're not famous, brother.
Siblings. All right, yeah. Number two.
All right.
You still got this. How many members of 5 Seconds of Summer are there?
I'd have a guess, say, 5.
Yeah, good guess. Right in there.
Good job.
I wouldn't have got that. All right, number 3. What is the name of Kim Kardashian's mother?
Caitlin.
No.
That's a transitioned wife.
Kris Jenner, the answer we're looking
Chris,
for there.
Kris, the big momager.
Thank you, Brad. Hold the line. You've got one on the board. Let's meet our lass this morning. It's Jane. Superman is her favourite superhero. She enjoys doing yoga, likes spring, but summer is a bit too hot for her. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Hello, Jane. You don't like a man in a mask. You like the maskless superhero.
Correct. You've got to be able to see their face.
Oh, yes, yes. Always good seeing their face. Yeah, always good. Okay, question number one for you, Jane. It is. How many sides are on an Allen key?
5. 5?
5 is incorrect.
6.
Close.
Question 2. Which of the following is the real Lynx deodorant scent? A. Leather and cookies. B. Leather and mahogany. Or C. Suede and cherry?
Leather and mahogany?
That is incorrect.
Now, leather and cookies. Who would have thought?
Well, I want to smell that.
It does, yeah.
Question 3. If you get this right, we go to a coin toss, Jane. If a battery for a drill has a 5.2 AH written on it, what does the AH stand for?
Oh, how hard's that?
Well, not for me. Not for guys. They'd know this straight away.
Do you know it, Maddie?
No.
I've got no idea. It'd be something to do with the amount of battery, but I don't know.
What's
horsepower.
That called?
It's something horsepower.
No. It's amp hours.
Wow.
Sorry, Jane. Unfortunately, the lads win.
That's fortunate, Maddie. Come on, lads.
You got it, Brad. Oh, yeah. Good job, man.
Good beauty.
That one punt got you over the line. It's always the best.
Oh, that's fucking.
Good on you, mate.
Four and back.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, geez, Crevo. I don't even know that. Wow. Amp hour.
I think
you're rigging it to try and make the guys win.
Excuse me, we just won 1-0. It's not like there was a yawning gap in the score.
Hey, guys, coming up next, got a terrible story to tell you about a man who spent over $200,000 on a woman.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Got a story, guys, for you right now about a scorned sugar daddy. So, guys, this poor guy, right, he's in his 60s, and he met three sugar babies, so younger women, through this website called SeekingArrangements.com. Now, he's gone on some dates with three girls after being divorced, and in the space of 12 months, he has lost over $200,000.
Oh, God, goodness.
But, I mean, I know you say lost, but isn't that what those that web kind of website is all about?
Well, he was. He, I guess he wasn't alone the entire time because they normally send them pictures.
Well, no, they met in person. They met in person. So this one particular girl, the last one that's turned him off. Younger women, she was getting her rent paid by this guy. Mm-hmm. He kept buying her clothes, diamonds, jade, and pretty much anything she wanted. Then out of nowhere, she just ghosted him.
She
probably found real love.
Well, maybe.
With somebody else.
Or somebody willing to offer even more. Mm. Isn't that what that kind of...
I think they do because it's a job for them.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just basically hanging out and trying to receive as many gifts as possible.
Without having to give up as much as they have to.
Well, look, admittedly, he's worth $50 million.
Oh,
he's a CEO software, big software CEO
for
a big company.
What's he complaining for?
No, but
he's got plenty of dosh.
Do you know what? You get divorced, right? You've been married. He's obviously gone through some sort of midlife crisis.
Yeah.
He's with these women. There would be an aspect of him falling in love with them. And I'd imagine it would still feel the same and hurt the same when you get ghosted like that.
Yeah, I guess, but still, you got to expect some sort of, I don't know, lack of reliability with a website called like that.
Seeking arrangements.
That doesn't say true love.
You know, I feel exactly for someone older. Yeah. You know?
Do you know what? If you were rich, right, divorced, would you go on one of those sites?
I don't think so. I mean, because I feel like you're just going to be a target for that sort of thing. Giving up all your money for zero reward.
I don't think I would either. To be honest, if I'm that loaded, I'd book a seat at the Australian Fashion Week, and I try and snag myself one of the hot models. I want a meet and greet after the show because I'm a sucker for a runway model. God, they're sexy.
In their bizarre clothes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
And it's how they always look scorned on the runway. They're walking with a purpose. They get to the end. It's like, oh, I've forgotten something. They turn around and go back, and it's like, yeah, you forgot me. Let's go.
I didn't. You're so interesting.
Jay. Am I?
Yeah. Because I didn't think you'd be up for a runway model.
Yeah,
you know?
Because they're weapons. They work out. They're fit. Underneath, you know, there's a six-pack or an eight-pack happening. And they've always got gorgeous features.
Actually, you know what? They're often quite scrawny.
Yeah, they are.
Because,
like, you know, I don't like
sense.
A really big
yeah, not
Hulk.
Well, wrapping it up, the guy admitted that the experience destroyed his ability to trust and led him to giving up on the site after having just one phone conversation with one other woman after this. It also made him reevaluate his thoughts on dating older women, saying he realized they're not traumatized, they're just unwilling to put up with bullshit.
That sounds like he just didn't have a good experience with the older birds
Told
first.
You.
Spend the money for a psychiatrist, mate. Yeah.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Guys, we're talking on 13 10 09. Did you have a freak near miss, right? This story gave me goosebumps. So a school in Queensland were actually in the process of getting the kids off the oval because they were out there playing. There was no rain yet, but obviously there was lightning that they could see surrounding with the thunderclouds. Mm. So 13 kids between the ages of 10 and 12 and two adults were actually taken to hospital after a lightning strike on a lightning strike on the ground at the school. So they all got taken to hospital. They all survived.
In the middle of the oval.
Yes.
So they all got zapped.
They all got zapped. So the lightning struck the oval grounds.
There's a teacher's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
What an unlucky number as well.
13 kids and two adults. So apparently all the kids were complaining of tingling to the lower limbs. And yeah, they were a little bit anxious.
Jeez.
But how? Imagine that chaotic scene.
Also, if you're a kid like nearby that didn't get struck, you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm feeling it. What are you guys feeling? A tingling. Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah, oh, come, I want to go off. Rest of the day of school.
But what a freak near miss. So these are the sort of stories we want. Have you had a freak near miss like that? You survived basically what could have been a very fatal accident.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
We're asking you, did you have a freak near miss and survive?
These kids are so lucky. 13 of them were still on the oval with two teachers who were rounding the kids up to get them off because there was a big storm coming. They're so lucky it was not raining at the time, because I guarantee you someone probably would have passed away. Scary stuff. But basically, the lightning struck the oval and they all had to get taken to hospital. They're fine. They just were suffering from tingles in the lower limbs. But geez, what a freak near miss.
Do you know what? I had one when I was a child. It was Christmas Day and I got one of my very first push bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Here I am, like 6:30 a.m. in the morning. I'm riding around the streets and I go straight for this car. The brakes weren't on properly yet.
Like, oh, no.
Santa hadn't fixed them yet. I hit the car, but I flung over the top of it.
Oh,
it was
God.
Full on. So I could have just smashed my whole body into
that
car.
That's crazy. Do you know what's funny that you mentioned that? We actually got this girl, Casey, wrote on the meme. She said she was hit by a car when she was 8 years old, flew 50 metres up the road and didn't break a single bone. She said the hospital thought their x-ray machines were broken and called a technician because they were sure I should have had a broken bone, but nope, nothing. Like, how lucky is it? 50 metres, like, that's a big hit.
They should be studying her bones. Like, what's so special about them that makes them, like, unbreakable?
Drink your milk.
I think they do say, though, if you're relaxed, like, if you don't see an accident coming and you're relaxed,
You're less likely
to get injured because you don't seize up.
Yeah,
I have heard that.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I've mentioned this on the show previously, my mate. He was throwing water balloons off their balcony of their apartment to see how far, like, obviously someone who could win.
Who could throw the furthest.
So yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. After a couple of drinks, they thought it was fun. He actually slipped on some of the water that had fallen onto the balcony, toppled over, fell 6 stories, and survived.
Any broken bones?
Yeah, he did, unfortunately.
Yeah, but still to survive,
but
six,
to survive
stories.
6 stories, that's huge. And it all came down to, they said, because he'd actually fallen on a bit of the grass, but it had something to do with the mildew as well. They worked out.
The mildew broke his fall.
Yeah.
Wow.
But hey, freak accident.
One more crazy one from our Facebook post last night. Lightning struck my auntie's metal fence, and as I touched it, the lightning struck. Sparks were coming out of the palm of my hand. I was 7 years old. I had no injury or pain, but all the adults were beside themselves, as you can imagine.
Wow.
Imagine the sparks flying out of this seven-year-old kid's hand.
Do you know what? I don't think we can beat that story.
No, you can't. But out of curiosity, I've never seen this. I don't know if you guys have, but if someone gets electrocuted, how quickly after can you touch them? Straight away?
That's actually a really good point that I've thought of before.
So, my understanding, and I don't know if it's true, is if it's lightning, it should be fine because the lightning will have passed. Well, it would have gone straight through it. The danger is if it's electric wires, because they could be still touching the electric wires, and when you touch them, then it goes
passes to you.
So that's my understanding.
Is there a conductor?
I might be wrong, but I think that's how it is.
Yeah, I've got to look into that. Good first aid thing to know.
I failed at science in high school, so.
Yeah, I can't remember much. Just the word Bunsen burner, that's about it.
Yeah. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. Ellen DeGeneres has been shut down once again in 2020. Also to Nigella Lawson, her pronunciation of microwave. Have you heard this?
No. But I've seen the story going around. Yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
People are confused and she's explained.
It's coming up next.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yes, Jackson is here, and I want to hear this microwave pronunciation by Nigella Lawson.
Yeah.
Everyone's been talking about it, and I haven't, like, heard the video yet.
Okay, so she was on her... She's got some cooking TV shows. She's got many, but I don't know what it's called. But she was making a cake, and she said this.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
And Twitter melted down. Would you like to hear it again?
Microwave.
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 Yeah, you heard correctly. Microwave. So, like, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, people were just going wild. And
I think I like it.
It's interesting, right? She says a lot of strange stuff. If you have a second today, YouTube what she says about Brussels sprouts. I should have got the audio for that. Incredible. But she's come out and said that it's just a camp joke that's become a bit of a habit. But people are now saying microwave, milk warmers. She could do a bit of a collaboration with IKEA.
Yeah, clever. Because, you know, they love saying something similar to the real name of something and then claiming it's their own name. It's a classic.
Microwave.
It's a classic IKEA trick.
Question. Because Crevo, you're a bit of a whiz in the kitchen and you try not to use microwaves because you don't like microwave foods.
Yeah.
But if it's pronounced microwave, are you more inclined to use it because it sounds fancier?
Definitely.
Of course.
Also, if Nigella Lawson is using a microwave, then what's stopping you?
Yeah. Oh, I use it for some things. Like sometimes you need to, you know, quickly melt butter or heat something from inside to out. It's perfect.
Yeah, but to cook something, though.
Not rarely doing that.
There's one thing
the microwave.
Binge watching Gordon Ramsay videos on YouTube has taught me is that real chefs don't use microwaves, so it's no surprise I don't know how to pronounce it.
Burn. Stick it in the microwave.
Hold on, just before we go.
Microwave.
Cool. All right, now I can move on to the Ellen DeGeneres show. So production on this has been halted. We're not going to see any new episodes until at least late January.
Again.
She has tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, no.
She says, fortunately, I'm feeling all right now. Do you know what? Terrible for anyone to test positive for COVID-19. My heart goes out to her. But if there's anything good to come out of this, it means that we don't have to put up with her show for a couple of months.
Less Ellen on the TV is a good thing.
That's true. Very quickly, too, breaking news, kind of 6 hours old. Taylor Swift releasing her ninth studio album today.
Surprise album,
Oh my God. Jackson, you've just changed her whole outlook on today.
And derailed the show, I reckon.
OMG, Taylor Swift announces I'm on Google. Oh my goodness.
It's called Evermore.
I'm so excited.
That's what you're going to be doing all weekend now, isn't it?
Do we know what time it's going to...
I went through this whole thing with Folklore. Jade sending me, like, video screenshots, songs to listen to.
You know what I'm going to do today? As soon as
I
finish
listen
work...
to that album?
Oh, of course, but I buy Recordling Ciders. What? I know that's not how it's pronounced.
Recordling?
Whatever the fancy name for it is, I call it Recordling. And I'm going to go home, I'm going to get in bed, get my Wonder Boom, and I just love listening to Taylor Swift's album, drinking cider in bed.
Alone in bed.
Yeah. That's just so
You're
I can really immerse
sometimes.
Myself in in her lyrics. Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank
what
you,
a
Jackson.
Day. Christmas came early, everyone.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yes, it is Feel Good Friday. It feels so good to be a week away from holidays, right?
I know. Ugh.
I mean, sleeping in past stinging, 5 o'clock.
Stinging for it.
I know, me too. Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. Kelly Clarkson, one of my favourite celebrities ever. Mm. She's so down to earth, so lovely. Recently going through a divorce.
Yes.
And this guy's an absolute piece of crap. Like, he's putting her through the ringer.
Yeah, it's gotten very ugly.
Very ugly. Anyway, she's obviously, you know, doing a talk show at the moment, her singing career. She's a judge on The Voice over in the US, but she's somehow found some free time to renovate her house. And she says that's the thing out of all of those jobs that has made her the happiest after the breakup and the divorce proceedings. So 13:10:09 this morning, we want to know, what's the first thing you did after the divorce? Kelly Clarkson decorated her whole house. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But what did you do? I mean, did you slush their tires? Or
you know, maybe you took up a hobby that you always wanted to do.
A lot of people take that buy as well. Things.
Yeah, buy a boat.
Oh, yeah, Eva, we'll take those. What's the first thing you purchased as well? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you broke up from your husband, Ben, Jade, what would you do? What would you buy? The first thing.
Like, suddenly, you know, you get a big payout and you don't have the you know, the weekly allowance to worry about.
To be honest, that's
you'd
a tough
go
question.
Broke. Because you just can't buy everything.
Yeah. Off to TK Maxx, big spending spree.
Probably new clothes.
What about you, Crevo? Like, you broke up with your now fiance. Yes, I'm not trying to jinx you.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But, like, you know, is it a man thing, like a boat or like a new car?
Maybe a new car.
Yeah.
Maybe. But that's all I can think of. Really?
Yeah, mine would be updating the wardrobe.
Fair enough. 13:10:09. What's the first thing you did after the divorce/purchase?
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
We want to know, what's the first thing you did after the breakup?
You broke up.
Who broke up?
Who broke up?
They almost had another blowout fight. Thank you.
Yeah, so Kelly Clarkson, she's recently broken up with her husband of several years. She's decided to redo her whole house to cleanse the whole situation. She said she needed to feel like she was starting anew. She put some fresh paint in her office, in her workspaces, got some new cushions from IKEA. Happy days.
One of the guys that we work with here in this building, actually, when he went through the divorce, did the same thing, redecorated. He was like, everything's beige. Beige, beige, beige. He's like, she was obsessed with it. And so he went around and he ended up painting all the walls like bright orange, bright yellow. He has that many feature walls.
That's equally shocking to me.
His house now. I like colour. I think it was nice. But he went and redid the whole place.
Feature wall mad.
There.
Beige, beige, beige.
That was what he said. He was like, beige, beige, beige.
New couch got to be red or something.
Yeah, he changed everything. I think it's good. It's a good cleanse.
Yeah, I got absolutely. A tattoo when I broke up from my ex.
Did
you? Yeah.
Which one?
Decorate yourself instead.
No, well, it was kind of like related, but not. But it was my like Lady Gaga tattoo. We had like a pretend breakup where it was like a 3-month thing and then we got back together.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I was like getting tattoos and carrying on.
Aww. Anyway. That's okay. It happens.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I don't regret it. 13:10:09, taking your calls. Lisa is on the phone. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. What did you do after the breakup?
I sold his motorbikes and I went to Bali with the girls.
Oh, I like that. A bit of holiday.
I got his bikes. I fought for them. He cheated on me. I fought for them. I bought them for him and I sold them. And I went with the girls.
That's fair enough, I feel.
Like that.
Yeah.
Did you get with many boys over in Bali, Lisa?
No, but I had the best time with the girls, and I highly recommend it. Definitely get away, start afresh when you come back.
Bintang singlets in Kuta.
Yeah.
How much were the motorcycles? Were they like Harley? Did you undersell them, or
Well, there was three of them. I did undersell them.
Are you really rich, Lisa? You're buying in three Harleys.
No. They're like little dirt bikes that he'd go out with the boys, but you know what? If he's going to cheat on me, they're gone.
Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah, cool. No, you go, sister.
You go, girl. You go, girl.
Yeah.
You're clapping like you're at SeaWorld, Jack.
Yeah, good. Girl pal.
Hey, you guys, Love It or Loathe It is coming up next with you, Crevo.
Yeah, that it is. And I want to talk some of the iconic chips of Australia.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, I've changed my mind on topics. We're going to Aldi Special Buys.
Oh, Love It or Loathe It. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. If we're talking all the cool stuff in the middle of
the
aisles...
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Then, yes, I love it.
I love reading the articles on them. Mm. In reality, I'm not buying any of it. So, loathe it.
Yeah, all right. Interesting. So, one of the things with the special buys that people... It annoys people is, like, they get sold out, right?
Yeah.
And you're always going down there, you see something in the catalogue, and you go, oh... When you arrive, it's gone. All sold out, like, 10 minutes after it goes on sale. Well, I've actually found this website... called stockcheckaldi.com.au.
Ooh.
And you put in the name of the special buy and then your postcode and you can check the stock.
That is so handy.
As an example, right, I put in one of the ones for sale this week is the Paw Patrol vehicle set, right? Great for parents. They're probably wanting to buy this for their kids. Check stock. You can go bang. Mayfield. Yes, stock available. Hamilton. Stock available. Selling out fast. Some are like sold out, etc. Great. If
that is so cool. So was it the website again?
Stockcheckaldi.com.au.
There we go, people.
And this is an official Aldi site.
This is not somebody just knocked it up, a code and done an app.
It's a secret, like a secret
site. It is.
Site.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a little cheat for you because especially over the holidays, heaps of special buys, but people always lining up for them and stuff. If you want to know like what shop it's available at, you can. It shows you like a few in your area.
I think Aldi would hate this website, but I think this is because of COVID. Like they've had to give people this resource so people aren't lining up at the store.
Well, it could well be.
That is true, actually.
For whatever reason, this little website, very, very handy.
But only the special buys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, most other things are almost always in stock. Like, I don't think I've ever bought just like, you know, paper towel and gone there and it's run out.
See, for me, it's the blueberries and the salmon that's always run out.
Smoked salmon.
Well, no, the salmon, the frozen salmon.
Oh, the frozen salmon. Mm. Yeah, well, I don't know if maybe you can check that, but I think it's mainly for special buys because that's the ones that really run out all the time.
That's a bit fancy for you. Salmon, frozen salmon portions, Jade. What?
I've always had salmon portions.
There you go. You'll learn something new every day.
Anyway, there we go. Stockcheckaldi.com.au. Try it out.
Useful information, Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Now, Hamish, of course, big news today. The FA18 Hornets gone.
Yes.
Off to Canada.
Yeah. We went and watched them at Nobby's Beach yesterday, and gee, they're having fun with those players. It's a bit like, you know, they're selling them secondhand to Canada. Mm. It's like basically when you're selling a car and you just take it for, just fang it around the block for a few more times before you actually sell it.
Because, you know, it's not your problem anymore. Like, all those maintenance issues handed over to Canada.
That's up to the Canucks there.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
Can really push it to the limits.
Yep.
And if it breaks, see
did
ya.
Did we get a good price?
Oh, yeah. No, it was pretty good. It was a good price. I mean, they're like 40-something-year-old aircraft, the frames themselves. So, I mean, we did well to sell them. One of them is actually going to the museum in Canberra, though, so it'll be on display.
How many are there?
Oh, you're pushing me on that
like
one.
Like over 10?
Oh, no, there's more than 10.
Yeah,
there's like 70 or so. Maybe that many. Yeah, no, we've got a fair few. We're getting 70-odd F-35s. That'll be mostly based, will be based all at Williamtown for the time being. Some will go to Amberley. But, the Hornets, one by one, they're sort of going. We've only got a few left now.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do they fly them to Canada? Or do they pop them on another on a bigger aeroplane?
No, they put them on a ship.
I would have to check that one. I know that for part of the trip of from the F-35s, they actually dragged them effectively in the air with one of the refueling aircraft.
Wow.
I think it might have been from Guam or something like that. But they do. They did fly them. Yeah.
If they fly them, whose fuel card are they using? Canada's or ours? I love the thought that over at Williamtown they've got like an old shed that like doubles as a cash converters for the defense industry. Like, yes, hello, defense minister from Canada. Do you like these?
I've got a great deal on them. Look, it came in as a loan, but now we've possessed them. So.
40 million, great deal.
Yeah. A salary sacrifice deal.
Do you do afterpay?
Yeah. Hamish, quick question. Mm. Can we see them around town today?
Sure. So basically, it'll be an ace aircraft formation over Nelson Bay, Madawi, Roman Terrace, and Newcastle. That is this morning. And then over Williamtown, if you want to go and see the last Tarara at 11 o'clock. So they will probably be flying over. They will be flying over town. So if you can get a good vantage point.
Oh, good stuff.
Check them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
End of an era.
Scratchley, tell you what, that's a great place to watch them. Fort Scratchley, if you can see them there.
I bet.
That's extraordinary.
I think we were at the supercars and they went past.
Yeah.
We were up at the fort. They looked great.
Amazing. Yep.
Oh, good stuff, guys. Jade, your feel good news is up next.
Yeah, and the interesting feel good story based around 900 cars and people going through a drive through. So I'll tell you more about that.
Jade, Maddie, and Grifo, the Novos. Jade's Vibrations.
So, guys, over 900 cars have paid for each other's meals at a takeaway joint over in the States, which is really cool. So this one man paid for the car behind him in this particular, it's called Dairy Queen drive-thru.
It's big over there.
And it resulted in over 900 cars also taking part in the Pay It Forward chain. So that's pretty incredible.
I like that. So, yeah, basically each person goes in, they pay for the next.
Yeah.
The 900th, though, goes, stuff it, I'm taking the free meal.
Yeah, basically.
I ain't paid for anyone else.
So that ended up being like $10,000 worth of sales, which were pay it forwards.
That's cool.
Which is pretty cool. Like Singapore is the first country in the world to give the go-ahead to meat created without killing any animals after approving the sale of lab-grown chicken nuggets.
Well, I mean, we had this debate a few months ago. I don't think I'd want to eat them, to be honest.
Really? I'm absolutely fine. Don't care as long as it tastes the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it'll be good because it'll really help the world out.
Would you eat them, Jade?
Yeah, I would.
You'd be happy
it'll be safe.
Meat?
Nuggets, burgers, that sort of thing, you probably, honestly, they'll make them in a couple of years, you won't be able to tell the difference.
Because the cells that are grown, so it's all, you know, legit.
A juicy steak, I reckon it'll take them longer to get perfect.
Mm.
But like a burger or something, by the time you put mustard, tomato sauce, pickles, all that sort of stuff, you won't even know.
Do you know what I think? What a great new industry, because that will create so many jobs, because I'm imagining to mass produce lab-grown meat, would be quite the process.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it would be.
And you know what? Like, people go, oh, I'm worried about the farmers in that situation.
Mm.
Those products that the farmers create will just become more valuable because there's always going to be more people who want to buy, like, quality Australian food. They won't have any trouble selling that stuff.
And they're saying the manufacturers say it will produce much lower emissions and use far less water and land than conventional meat. Conventional meat.
Turn this thing on. Let's do it here too.
So I think it'll
love
be a pretty good. So a lot less animals being, you know.
Yeah.
Sent to the
and end. More, and we don't have to worry about nuggets, like guilt free.
To be honest, though, like how many times have you seen a story online when you like Macca's over in the States have like served up a chicken head posed as a nugget? You know, like at least you know what you're getting with the lab grown meat.
It's true.
You'll never get any weird stuff in it.
And lastly, a Danish company lets you grow trees or plants from pencils. They're biodegradable pencils which contain seeds that can be planted once you're done using them.
Can I just point something out, Jay?
Yeah.
Can you just stand up for a second?
Why?
I want to read out what your shirt says. Just go with it.
Okay.
So Jade's wearing a shirt, a Snoopy Save the Planet shirt. It says, keep it clean, keep it green. Now, have you noticed that her feel-good news today is all about the environment?
I have. I think inspired by your shirt.
Maybe, but I think that's really cool.
Really selling it today.
Well, just a fun thing. They say we use 14 billion pencils each year around the world. 14 billion pencils. So, which means 82,000 trees are cut down just to fulfill demand for pencils. So, but this Danish startup company with this new idea of growing trees from pencils.
That's a great idea.
The pencils have seeds in them. Like, brilliant.
That is, because you know what? I think a lot of those pencils are used in classrooms, and if there's anything like like teachers like to do, it's get the kids outside, like, digging a hole and planting a tree.
They love it.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing, like, because it gets all the energy out of kids. Like, they're outside, they're running around, they can yell at each other a bit and dig a hole. Brilliant. It's actually genius.
And this company was started in 2013, so it's been around for a little while. But obviously with the success behind it, they've sold more than 30 million pencils in over 80 countries. And obviously the success of it and the fact that it works and they've seen results, it's just going global.
See, even if 10% of those pencils turn into trees, that's 3 million trees.
Mm.
Do you know, honestly, when you hear stories like this, it really does like put you at ease in terms of the planet's future.
That's right.
Like, you know, there is a lot of good things happening as well out there.
A lot of people working hard trying to make good stuff happen.
And that's the end of the good vibrations with the happy news for the moment.
Planet edition. Love it. Thanks, Jade. So yesterday, guys, of course, if you've been listening to the show the last couple of weeks, I've been going on the journey to get my license.
Now, we've heard this time and time again.
We have.
So, basically, quick wrap-up. You guys surprised me. I like to procrastinate. You guys surprised me with a driving lesson here last week on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next hurdle for me after the lesson was to go to the RMS and do my hazard perception test.
You almost procrastinated from that, saying, oh, it was off pay week. I was like, nah, I whipped out my card and said, just book it in.
Oh, pay me
back. I said, pay me back once you get paid. Happen.
Do you know what? I did go and do the hazard perception test yesterday. I'm going to tell you what happened next.
Good.
I'm so excited, guys. Just saying. It's going to be good.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Shut up and drive.
Oh, guys, first of all, I wanted to say this on the air to you guys.
Yeah.
I really do, like, 100% mean this. I do appreciate you pushing me to get my license.
Oh, good.
Because, do you know what? Like, I actually think that's a really nice thing, like, that you guys have done for me. Because I have this, like, weird anxiety about getting it.
I can tell.
Because I put it off for so long. And if the decision is left up to me, this is what happens. You get to 30 and you still don't have it.
And, like, we have taken the mickey out of you for a good couple of years now.
Yep.
Essentially, I've run out of jokes about it. So, like, it's time to move on.
Well, you guys surprised me the other day with Bernadette, who is my driving instructor. She was here at the station, took me on a lesson. I had no opportunity to say no.
No.
Yeah.
You wriggle out of it.
She was there with the car and the L plates and everything.
That was the only way we were going to get you in a car.
And doing that actually, like, it gave me some confidence. So the next step for me getting my license is doing the hazard perception test, which is like 15 questions on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is, like, hit the screen when, you know, it's safe to turn. They give you all different scenarios and whatnot. So,
it's like videos, isn't it?
Yeah. I studied up and I went along to the RMS yesterday afternoon with Crevo.
Yeah, I went and picked him up because I was like, aww, at no point do I want an opportunity for Maddie to wriggle out of this.
Yeah, there was no Ubers. I couldn't get there.
I can imagine any kind of story and I'm like, we just got to seal up all the gaps so he can't, like, slip under any doors and get out of this.
The added pressure was on there because they were playing New FM at the RMS in Newcastle West.
I thought
they must have heard this already.
So I picked him up. I had Shut Up and Drive queued up and ready to play. So when he got
literally
in,
literally got in the car. Krivo's cranking this
like a pump up song.
That's awesome. That's so good.
And then we got down there, and in the lead up to the test, I rolled the tape to see sort of how Maddie was feeling about the whole situation.
All right, here we go.
You had a few goes on the app, Maddie. How did you fare?
Yeah, pretty good. So there's like 36 questions, and I got every single one right. So in about half an hour, so like I redid them each time.
That's good. Yeah. So we're sitting here waiting. You've got your ticket, lucky number K107. Feels a bit like a meat raffle or something.
Well, look, a strategic meat raffle. I'm confident, very confident.
I think you got this, man. Has a perception test, I'm calling it. I reckon you got it in the bag.
And you were right. I passed.
Yay! How exciting.
Now, after that, so now I've done that, I can go for my actual driving test. And Bernadette, our driving instructor, was saying, or mine, she's like, oh, well, look, you probably won't be able to get in because of COVID to do your test until like mid-January.
Oh, they've been busy.
I was super excited. So I scoured every RMS for appointment times. So I'm doing my driving test at Raymond Terrace on Monday. So I could potentially have my license on Monday.
I think there's a lot of people just in shock right now.
I've never been closer. Like, I can smell it. I can smell the car.
So Bernadette's actually taking you on a driving lesson today?
Do you know what was really nice of Bernadette? So she was going to Port Macquarie next week, and she's like, she put off her holiday for a day to take me to my test on Monday. She's like, I've got to see you through to the end. So we're going to do 3 days now of intense driving training.
Oh, good.
Hopefully I can nail those roundabouts, but I'm there, guys.
You know what? I'm happy for you, Maddie, but I'm so thankful to Bernadette.
What a lovely human being.
I'm not kidding. Like, you know, she's doing this out of the good of her heart to help you. Like, we didn't ask this for this. We didn't tee this up. She genuinely wants to help. She is a really good teacher.
She's probably sick of hearing me talk about
She was great. She was we went on one of the lessons. Like, beautiful. She felt... makes you feel so comfortable, and she doesn't advertise, this isn't paid, but she's just doing this just to help out, but she only does word of mouth. So look, if you are learning to drive, you can call us on 13 1009 and we'll pass her details on.
Really good.
Because she is very good.
Yeah, I felt like when we went on that lesson, you just feel calm and safe, even as a passenger. She just like talks through to the student about everything, has everything organized, and has a great like philosophy in the background to like get you in the mood to be a driver.
Yeah.
Like I said, I love our listeners. Like we always say it, but you know, she just called up the show and
just
said, let's do it.
To help, you know.
Really good.
So it's good. I'm happy for you, Maddie. Bring on Monday.
Imagine that. No more lifts.
Oh, Maddie on the roads, everyone.
Watch out. New FM is 801. Delta tickets coming up very soon. Stay tuned.
Jay, Maddie and Krizo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yes, guys, embargoed, but no longer embargoed. The boss has sent through a message. Rate the Music is back today. Right now, you can log on to newfm.com.au. Do the survey, 20 songs, takes around 6 minutes. We've got to tell you about the prize this time. I think it's the best prize we've had for this all year.
Yeah.
So remember a few weeks ago, we went on that Joy Air flight, the seaplane around Lake Mac and Nobby's Lighthouse.
It was amazing. Beautiful. Yeah, honestly, awesome. Like best experience I think I've had all year.
I would tend to agree with that. And we have on offer today, you could go in the draw to win your very own Joy Air flight. This is like a great experience. It's totally unique. You go out to Warners Bay there and they pick you up on the little boat. They take you out to the plane. The whole thing is just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just cool to be able to say, I've gone on a seaplane for a start. Yeah. Like, it's bragging rights right there. And then the views are unbelievable because that flight is all about you having a great view the whole time. That's what it's all about.
Oh, 100%. Joy Air, you could be taking in all the sights of Lake Mac and the beaches as you've never seen them before. If you want to get involved, once again, the first 50 people to finish Rate the Music today will get two entries into the draw. This only happens once each time.
Yeah.
Today's the day.
Yeah.
So you got to get on that quickly if you want to make sure that you get those double entries, because it really does get you a lot better chance of winning.
Oh, 100%.
All right. Up next, though, the winning continues, Credo.
Doesn't it? What? So, Delta Goodrum, of course, she's one of Australia's biggest stars. We've had the double passes all week. And today, the last day to score these. Now, we do have our big pitch and steal game. Essentially, you call up, you tell us your story, why you deserve the tickets, and then another random listener has the chance to steal them off you. Now, they might say, whoa, your story's amazing, you keep them, or they might rip them out of your hands.
No questions asked.
No.
We've had no one at all not steal the tickets this week.
Four out of five steals.
Although, yesterday, beautiful moment on the show when somebody stole them for another person's story.
That is true.
Oh, well, what will happen today? The final one. There you go.
So, 13:10:09. Give us your best story. Who knows? You might be able to take those tickets home.
Jay, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Delta Goodrum tickets to give away right now with Pitch and Steel.
Hey, everyone. It's Delta here.
Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams Tour. Newcastle Entertainment Centre, Saturday, May 1, 2021.
Tickets on sale now via Ticketek.com.au.
Or win them with the Novos all week.
Yeah, everyone else will have to buy them from Ticketek. You'll just be swanning around with your freebies if you can score these. Pitch or steal, though, very simple. You tell us an amazing story, true, false, whatever, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then another listener has the chance to rip the tickets out of your hand if they want to.
Yes. So we're going to go to Tracy this morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you, Tracy. So tell us a little about you and your story and why you want these tickets.
Well, I wanted to take my sister Maxine. She has had a horrible year with hospitals and ended up in CCU with heart problems and which went from bad to worse.
Tracy, hey, Dale, sorry, I'm just going to stop you for a sec. Are you talking, like, on speakerphone or something?
No.
Oh, can you just put your mouth a bit away?
Yeah, we couldn't really hear you.
Carry on.
Yeah, so basically she's had a horrific year with health problems, ended up in CCU with heart problems and only just got her out of hospital, basically in and out the whole year. And then just to top it off, our mum took a stroke for the worst and has lost some sight and her memory.
We've been both
working through... Well, my sister's just got out. We're both trying to help Mum, but my sister needs just as much help at the moment. So,
Nice little trip to Delta.
Yeah, just would love to treat her.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
What do you do for work, Tracy?
I'm not working now. Oh. Yeah, I used to work on boats, actually, but I don't now.
That's all right. Well, look, a lot of stress happening.
So are you sort of caring full-time for your mother?
No. My mum's in, I did used to care full time, but she's in aged care now.
Yeah.
But my sister's married, so she's got a husband, but it's just the stress of...
Yeah, no, of course.
Just making sure everyone's going, hopefully gets better, and, as best as they can be.
Yeah, it's an emotional toll, especially at Christmas. All right, Tracy.
Especially.
So we've heard your story and why you want these Delta tickets. We've got Jock also on the line. Hello, Jock.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. You can officially have a chit-chat and meet each other if you'd like.
Yeah. I think it would be very savage of me if I were to steal the tickets. So I'm probably going to let you have them, Tracy, so you're more than happy to have them.
Oh, thank you, Jock. That's just beautiful of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, Jock, what a sweetheart.
So what a nice way to end the week.
Oh, that's really nice,
so,
Jock.
Jock, if you won the tickets, who were you going to take?
I was actually going to give them away to one of our staff members. That was the plan, but that's been thrown out the window.
That's a really nice day, Jock. Do you want to give your business a plug? We can give you that.
What, sorry?
Did you want to give your business a plug?
Oh, no, it's all good, thank
all
you.
All good, no worries.
Just out of the goodness of your heart.
That's really nice. Yeah.
Jock, you're a good man. Thank you.
What great Christmas spirit, Jock.
Yeah.
Well, what a great end.
Have a great Christmas, sir.
Will do. I hope you enjoy the concert, Tracy.
You too, thank you.
Oh, no, what a nice end to wrap that up. Thank you, Jock. Congrats, Tracy. All yours. Well, there you go. I wasn't expecting that.
See, people have been pretty savage, but then they were nice and nice again today.
We got one in there. Well, there you go. That finishes that. Picture's still gone now. No more Delta tickets. All finished.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, guys, Ben had one of his ice hockey matches, and Maddie got his first taste of ice hockey there at the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium.
Jade tried to trick me into coming. She's like, let's go to Warner's Bay for dinner. I'm like, okay, like, I'm into that. And I was like, why are you actually going to Warner's Bay? Because that's very out of character for Jade. And she goes, it's a surprise.
Yeah, and then I said, and then I came clean because Maddie's like, just tell me the truth. I said, all right, I was going to kidnap you and take you to Ben's hockey match. So, anyway.
Yeah, you're mine now.
I didn't have to kidnap Maddie.
I would shrink you down and put you in my pocket.
And he came from his, out of the goodness of his heart and, you know, own free will. And we'll recap it in a second.
Okay. I can't wait.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Now, big day last night, Jade, or big day and night, because we spent the whole day together yesterday and we went to see your husband, Benny, go and play ice hockey.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo.
That we did. So I did offer you guys to come to the game and you're like, oh, no, I'm busy. I've got stuff on.
How much are the tickets again?
They're free.
Oh, right. Tickets.
Yeah, this is the in-house hockey league. So it's, you know, free to go along and watch the games. And my husband plays in the Chiefs. They were up against the Red Wings last night, which are quite a good team. And so I did try to get Maddie there on false pretenses initially. I was like, let's go get dinner. And he's like, okay. He's like, where? I said, Warner's Bay. Why Warner's
Bay?
A bit
odd for you.
Yeah, quite out of your range.
Out of the way. Quite further from Broadmeadow. So, and then I came clean because I said, look, I was going to kidnap you and drag you along to the game. Is it okay if we swing by? And you were
because
like,
because you've been trying to get the whole team to go and watch the ice hockey.
Because I really think you guys will enjoy it. I know you're both not into sports.
That's right.
But ice hockey is a very exciting game to watch live.
Very violent, may I just add. Like, those guys are putting their bodies on the line. I've never seen ice hockey before. Wow.
So what's the verdict, Maddie? Did you enjoy your experience?
A lot of fun. Like, the game's done under an hour, so that's my sporting event attendance level.
3 20-minute quarters. So it's 3 quarters at 20 minutes, and there's, like, little breaks in between, but I think they're, like, 3-minute breaks. So
really interesting. Like, they get into it. Like,
that's
it's
cool.
Full on.
All
and
right,
very
cool.
Dangerous.
Oh, it's not that dangerous.
They've got some balls, let me tell you that much.
It's sexy to watch.
I'll tell you who else has some balls. It's you, Jade, because you literally shocked me last night. And so much makes sense now because your husband is very much like you, I've noticed. You two are hyper-competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you now I've seen you both doing, like, separate sporting events. Yeah. It all makes sense now. You turned into, like a Wally Lewis-type character. State of Origin on game 3 when you're down, you know, it's the deciding game.
Look, I get into it. I would like to support my man from the stands.
Well, I mean, there's supporting and then there's
a bit of clapping, was it? Or
supporting. Of course supporting they rolled the encouragement.
Tape. Of course I rolled the tape. Listen to Jade.
Oh, you didn't.
Screaming
at
the ice hockey stadium. Mind you, there's only like 8 other people in there, like spectators.
This is a big spectator sport.
Here we go. Let's roll the tape.
What's the pressure? Yes!
This poor timid woman sitting next to us. I felt so sorry for
probably
her.
Probably sat near you because she was like, it's a bit lonely being one of the other 8 people in the stadium.
Listening back, very embarrassing in the moment.
Do you know what, though? Have you ever played ice hockey?
I used to play field hockey.
Have you ever played ice hockey?
No.
Okay, so I don't understand why you feel the right or the need to give the team advice.
Come on, Chiefs! Defense! Defense! Defense!
They probably already know they need to defend, right?
These guys are under so much pressure and they've got Jade wailing in the background. It continued.
Come on, take it, son!
Oh,
oh
my.
No, good try. That was so close. Good job. Girl power.
Now, the funny part about that is we thought, so it's a mixed team.
Right.
So, yeah, some of them are mixed.
We thought that one of them, well, as you just heard, was a girl, but it was in fact a man. He's yelling out girl power.
I'm yelling out girl power. I said to Ben, that girl on your team is really good. He said, what girl? I said, the one with the long hair, number 20. He's like, oh, no, that's a dude.
So did he have, like, the Jared Leto long hair?
It's the long hair.
Long hair, like ponytail.
Right. Nice long hair.
Very luscious. And I thought it was a woman.
As if you'd say his number, Jack.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Great skill.
Now, can I also mention, like, or at least ask a question
here?
Do you think you're known, like, to the other team members and other people in the league?
No, I don't think
Benny's
so.
Benny's life's back again.
No,
Are you famous?
I'm not. I just go over there.
But is there anyone else as loud as you in the whole
stadium?
Sometimes
there is. Yeah. It can get very full on.
So the wag section can be pretty serious.
Occasionally. Last night, there wasn't anyone else there as vocal, but I have been to games where the spectators do chime in.
So
that's what makes it exciting. That's what being a spectator and going to a game's all about.
So to wrap this up, Jade, I have a question. Yeah. Have you ever been at a game, like you in attendance, cheering Benny on and his team has won?
Yes.
Like has he lost or won more when you've been there?
Do
you know what?
I'd say average it out.
Because remember what Ben Simmons said about Kylie Jenner?
What?
Like, that when she was going to his games, he kept losing. So I wonder if your behaviour is making the Chiefs lose.
No, surely not.
You reckon it's making them do better?
Of course.
Okay, good.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grifo.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off next for Feel Good Friday, Jackson.
Yo. The Biebs, Chance the Rapper.
Someone
asked Chance the Rapper online the other day why he has to put the rapper in there. Like, why do you have to define that you're a rapper within your own name? You just live by your art. Daft Punk for your Feel Good Friday track. And Halsey, Without Me.
So good. What a great
little combo.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, guys, coming up next, we are very excited because we have Amy Shark on the show.
Yay.
How cool.
She's recently teamed up with Travis Barker, actually, from Blink-182. She's got a brand new tour, touring Australia next year, and we're so excited she's going to join us next.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Guys, Amy Shark is touring next year. Her Cry Forever tour tickets are actually available at amyshark.com from 10 a.m. this morning. And, of course, you can purchase them at Ticketek. Please welcome Amy Shark to the show.
Amy Shark is not only a talented singer-songwriter,
everybody for you.
But she's also now doing her bit to protect the ocean predators she shares her name with.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Amy.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, we're so good. Where are you right now?
I'm just at home in Sydney.
Nice one.
I heard that you've moved there, because weren't you originally from Byron?
No, Gold Coast.
Gold Coast, close enough. spend a lot of time in Byron, but I just recently sort of made the move to Sydney for a bit.
I'm surprised because all the celebrities are moving to Byron now. Like, it's the in place, the Hemsworths, they're making it really cool.
Yeah, but I've been there my whole life, so I'm like, I'm done with that sort of vibe. I need a different place for a minute.
Yeah, 100%. Are you enjoying Sydney? Because, like, different lifestyle.
Yeah, it totally is. And I miss the Gold Coast beaches, and some days I miss the relaxed sort of environment. But I guess, I mean, this is what I signed up for. I kind of wanted to to live in the middle of everything and really be in it for this next album. So
you know what's
busy but good.
Do you know what's so good about that, though? Like, you're in Sydney. Obviously, you need to be there for your work. But, like, when you go back to the Gold Coast, I always notice in interviews, you are treated literally like Queen Elizabeth when you come back into town. It's like, bow down, Amy Sharp's back.
One of ours made it.
Oh, that's nice. Sometimes I feel like they're just sick of me, you know? Oh, God, she's back.
Is it weird going back, Amy, and, like, having... Like, obviously, you've been there, well, you grew up there, you lived there. Going back, do you get to pick and choose now? You can be a bit snobby to, like, you know, suck-ups who just, you know, want to basically be around you because you're successful now and all that sort of thing?
It's really funny because, like, I've got a few, like, close friends and sometimes when I start hearing from a lot of people, I often say, oh, it must be ARIA week or it must be tour time. Because, like, I literally don't hear from anyone until it's like there's some sort of, you know, someone wants festival tickets. Or but it's okay. It's fine. It's what comes with it.
I mean, that's what must be hard, though, because, like, you'd have these leeches that literally want to suck you dry. And then, like, I imagine you'd have, like you said, like a really good, like, bunch of close friends, yeah?
Yeah, you've got to, I mean, you know, your circles have got to be sort of closed off a bit, like these circles just become smaller, but because people unintentionally, I think, get weird, which makes you get weird, and it's all just a big weird circle, but it's okay, I'm finding a balance. I mean, I talk about it a lot in this next album, actually, so.
Oh, that's good, and your new place in Sydney is an amazing pad, like, are you living the life, the rock star life?
Oh, yeah, man, seriously, big mansion in Sydney.
It's how like good?
That's
so
no,
good.
I'm totally joking.
It's a two-bedroom flat.
Hey,
isn't
man,
it?
Rent's expensive in Sydney, you know. Yeah, everyone bunks there.
So true.
Yeah.
Hey, big tour.
I'm renting a couch off Rebel Wilson.
Now, there's a story.
Yeah, more with Amy Shark in just a couple of minutes. She's a great lady. Can't wait to chat to her more.
Yeah, a brand new album, Cry Forever, out April 30, 2021, and a national tour happening June, July. Tickets available now at AmyShark.com.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Amy Shark is with us right now. Her brand new tour is kicking off next year, on sale today from 10 a.m. at AmyShark.com.
Amy Shark is not only a talented singer-songwriter,
everybody rides for you.
But she's also now doing her bit to protect the ocean predators she shares her name with.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy Shark.
Amy, we're going to get into now something a little different. It's the random quickfire questions for Amy Shark. It's just some quick random questions. Don't think too much. Just jump straight into the answers, all right?
Awesome. This is usually what gets people in a lot of trouble, so let's go for it.
You'll be fine. This is totally safe. All right, question number one for you. Is cereal a type of soup or something else?
Soup, maybe?
Yep, done. Question two. What is the sexiest and least sexy name?
Sexiest name, I'm going to go with, oh, God, maybe Josh? And then the least sexy, maybe Dean? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Josh is a sexy name. All right, so what's the weirdest smell you have ever smelled? Your man's farts, or...?
No, I think I've been in worse situations.
Really?
I think when I was driving on Morton Island, there was a dead turtle, and the turtle smelled like stuck to the car.
That
is filthy. Yeah. Last one, what's the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house? Because, you know, we've all had those house parties where some weird shit happens. Weirdest thing ever.
Oh, no, I had someone bring a friend. You know, someone brings a friend you don't know is going to rock up, and they just started reciting, like, I Said Hi. They just started singing it in full, like, full singing it to my face at the dinner.
That's really
super
weird.
Super fan style.
Do you call security? What do you do?
Yeah, like, bye.
I hope this person's not listening to this interview. I didn't mind it. It was fine. It was just really weird.
Are they from Newcastle? Those Newcastle people, very weird.
It could be. I'm not sure.
Do you have
pretty random?
Do you have a security guard?
Like in life? Or?
Yeah. Like now, do you have one? Like, no. I'm just curious. Now you can get to the shops fine. You don't get swamped.
No, I think you guys. Like, I mean, you know, it's not about. Like, I mean, Russell Crowe just goes to Potts Point.
Yeah,
like,
that's not, so
it's,
true.
It's okay if people aren't that psycho. I don't know what Newcastle's like, but it's okay.
Well, it did have a reputation there at one stage. The pub curfews in Australia came to be because of Newcastle.
Yeah. Amy, cry forever. April 30 next year. We're so excited for this. You've got some good collaborations happening on this, yeah?
Yeah. I feel like kind of got it to a really good balance. You know, I didn't want an album full of collabs, but then, you know, I just felt the ones that I do have happens really easily and quite naturally. So, yeah, it feels like a really good sort of well-balanced record at the moment.
No, it's so exciting. And of course, the tour coming next year as well. We can't wait for that. AmyShark.com for more information. Amy, I know you got to go. Thank you so much for coming on our show and good luck with it all.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks, my security guard telling me that we've got to head back.
Wrap that
See
you guys. See you, Amy.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and
Krivo. Yeah, there she is. And guys, we've got a big announcement. So next week on the show is, of course, our final week for the year.
Yeah, last one. It's sad.
It is sad.
Five, but our last five for the week.
It's like love-hate thing, you know? I'll miss you guys, but man, I want a holiday. But happening next Friday on our final show is the second annual Novo's end-of-year breakfast at Rose's Rooftop.
Yep.
Yeah, this is really exciting because it's a beautiful location.
Yeah, rain, hail, or shine.
Absolutely. So a lot of people came along to our first one last year. The second one, even bigger, 50 listeners will be coming along to watch the show live for the very last day of the year, which is going to be fantastic.
So if you're a really big, you know, really into the show and you want to, you know, experience the beautiful rooftop, there's a bit of food and stuff, I believe, as well.
Yeah, breakfast, you know, coffee.
Full buffet breakfast. Yum.
We'll have all the info on Monday on how you can come along.
Yeah, but we're giving the tickets away on air across the week here, next week at New FM. So exciting, guys. End of the year's here.
Yeah, it is. Brilliant.
Producer Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I've got Katy Perry coming up for 105 commercial free. Everyone on Instagram's like, oh, you look so amazing after your baby. She's like, nah, bruh, it's all Spanx.
Yeah.
She's like, nah, it's holding in. It's all good. I'm just like you. Bastille as well.
Love
and your Feel Good Friday.
Sounds like
S&M Rihanna.
Great song.
Awesome. Will you be coming to our brekkie, Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course I'm going to be there.
Good. Yeah,
get you there. Very good. It's going to be great, guys. We'll catch you on Monday. Don't forget, catch up with the podcast if you've missed the show this week, and we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo, the Novos.